The opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints expressed on today's radio show and their guests do not necessarily reflect the opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints of Easy Way Broadcasting.
Welcome to Radio Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, tech, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Retha Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli.
Hey guys, good morning everybody, Radio Boomers Live, Retha Gray, how are you doing, Retha?
Good morning, good morning, good morning, I'm doing very well this fine Monday morning.
Time to rock and roll, man. I'll tell you, just the, can you tell me what happened this summer, Retha? It was July 1st, and now it's gone? It just disappears, it seems.
I used to say, in the 60s in L.A., it's an endless summer. We have summer all year round.
That's
what
true.
Can I say?
Yeah. It's a psychological thing. I think it's only through, years of going to school. When July and August is here, that's your summertime. But that's true. It just goes on and on. Should I feel guilty that every time I walk out, no matter if it's July or February, it's always like 78, 80 degrees. I don't know. Is that a guilty thing I should have or no? Should I just accept it?
I'm from L.A. I don't know anything else. So, no. You're from back east, right? Originally. So you've had winter, you've had snow. I haven't had, white Christmas does not exist in my world. So I don't know.
Well, we got to get on this hot topic time. But I'll tell you, the Easy Way Wall of Fame is rocking and rolling. We've got all kinds of celebrities on board with Chris Lloyd, Kevin Sorbo, Anthony Anderson, Forbes Riley, and the list goes on and on and on. I think Reese is on there. We've got over 50 members now. This is really getting exciting. And Reese, I just knocked down my boomer boost. And I'll tell you, I feel like it's making a difference.
All right.
I'm getting into this, Reese. I'm actually getting into it. So, but anyway, we'll talk about that later. We got to move into our hot topic time.
Okay.
Ripped from the headline. Today's hot topic.
Well, my hot topic today is about the play Menopause, Age of the Colors of Love stage play. And it's a play I happen to be doing. I'm always saying I'm not doing plays, but I am doing this play. And I'm only going to talk a little bit about it because Kathleen Bradley Redd is going to be Carmelita's guest today. So I don't want to take away or steal her thunder. But it's a great play that we're doing. It's going to be held at the Inglewood Willie AG Playhouse at 714 Warren Lane in Inglewood. And the tickets are available on Eventbrite. Go to menopauseplay.eventbrite.com. Or you can also get it at menopauseplay.brownpapertickets.com. And I'm sure that Kathleen's going to talk more about it, but it's about different women's reactions and life and just, it's a female empowerment play. It was written by Tamika Coney, and I'm in it. Melina Gay's in it. Kathleen's in it. A bunch of really other talented ladies are in it. Cammie Middleton, let me see who else is in it. Johnny Taylor is in it. Sonny Barti is in it. So it's if you have a chance, it's going to be this weekend, Friday through Sunday. And it's not just for women. It's a women's empowerment play. But it's not just for women that men can come to. And it's not the musical. It's not a comedy. It is a serious look and a celebration of National Menopause Month. So we're acknowledging women. We go through some changes, and we just kind of express it in this play. So I'm going to let Kathleen tell you the rest when she comes on in Carmelita's Corner. And what's your hot topic for today, Jim?
Well, we got some news here. CBS Chief Leslie Moonves quits after sexual misconduct charges against him. Six more women came forward. He's the longtime CEO of CBS. His departure comes. Well, you know, you're talking about one of the most powerful people in the industry. We got to CBS here. So it's, you know, this is a thing that probably should have been over, you know, not overlooked, but looked into years ago. Leading Republicans took issue with former President Obama's new speech on President Trump. There was some little negativity there, you can imagine. The Dems are doing all they can to defeat Trump's reelection. Hurricane Florence. Now, when we hear the word hurricane, they kind of take it seriously now because, you know, we all know billions of dollars and, you know, unbelievable damage has been done by these things. Well, there's a big one stirring out in the ocean out there, and it's now upgraded and on track to hit the East Coast, and residents are preparing for the worst. Better to be ready. Miss New York Nina Franklin was named the winner of the 2019 Miss America, and she earned a $50,000 scholarship. Trump's ex-campaigner, Edgar Caputo, I know who wrote the OP, and I don't understand it, Ruth, what it's OP-ED. And
it's
she thinks
op-ed.
She's the,
it's op-ed.
Op-ed?
Okay. It's the opposite page of the editorial. So the newspaper prints their official position, and then
the
op-ed side. Is the other page, and that's people can write in.
Well, I'm glad Reza could tell us, because I tried to look that up, and they would say what it is, but they wouldn't define what it meant. Caputo said he does not believe the White House knows, but thinks they're on their way to uncovering the information. It refers to an anonymous essay published in New York Times with a negative review on Trump. All right, and we've got American Airlines flight attendants are up in arms about the new policies. 100 employees picketed the main headquarters in Dallas because of a response to a new performance and attendance policy. They have Playboy model Sean Sexton visits Ben Affleck in rehab as he's spotted driving away in his car. U.S. threatens sanctions against International Criminal Court and to close PLO office in Washington if it moves to investigate the U.S. and Israel. Human Rights Watch warns a massive crackdown on China and Chinese Muslims. We got the trying to get so much in here. Trump says he will write the real book to cover Woodward. Yeah, there's so much, Rita. Almost full containment in the Yosemite fire and the Mendocino fire. I'll end it there. But that Mendocino fire was the biggest in our history. 300,000 acres, over 300,000. 14,000 firefighters. Well, that was a big one, you know. And it was bigger than our Thomas fire, which was a record breaker. Well, I got
to
take a breath on that.
Well, it's time to move on to our first sponsor.
It's commercial time.
Boomers Forever Young is really making a name for themselves as an exciting nutritional company with products that really work. People from all over the country are starting to take notice. Their whole person approach to health and wellness, combined with their unique array of powerful natural health products, are setting them apart from all the other companies in the nutrition industry. Their customers love the one-on-one free consultations and the results they experience. Sound a little too good to be true? Then go online to boomerboost.com today and sign up for a free consultation with a product specialist, or just give us a call at 1-800-861-4609. Again, that's boomerboost.com. Or call 1-800-861-4609 to join the thousands already experiencing the benefits of Boomers Forever Young products.
Are you tired of doing business the hard way? Is building your business taking too much time and energy? We can help. Introducing your ultimate solution, EasyWay Business Membership. We're a full-service digital marketing solution specializing in branding and marketing, advertising, and introductions to CEOs and influencers that can help your business thrive. Problem solved. Now you can hire our award-winning team to work for your business. We've received many prestigious awards, including the Digital Trailblazer Award by Hollywood Weekly Magazine, and we've been recognized by Congress. For just $11 a day, you'll get more exposure, reach more clients by next month, guaranteed. Here's how it works. You'll pay one low annual fee of $4,000, and you'll receive consulting, branding, marketing, advertising, social media support, product placement, and business introductions to help your business grow exponentially. And if you need more, we offer SEO, commercial, TV exposure, and much more for an additional rate. To recap, for just $11 a day annual membership fee, you'll receive branding, consulting, business-to-business introductions, advertising, and social media support. But don't take our word for it. Here's what our customers
say. We've been working with EasyWay, Eric, for the last 6 months, and literally we are slammed with work for 2 months straight, so his marketing definitely works.
To learn more, visit easywaynetwork.com or contact us at 877-399-2929. And don't forget to follow us on social media. On Facebook at EasyWay Network, Twitter at EasyWay Broadcast, and YouTube at EasyWay TV.
EasyWay TV, and it's doing it the easy way. It was not easy for Eric. He worked very hard to make things go smoothly, help brand and so on and so forth in the business. And Wraith, we have a very interesting guest, I believe you know. And it's kind of hard to get him sometimes, pretty busy guy. But it is my son, Eric Easy Zuli, and he's on with us here. And we can kind of get an update on what's going on with Eric. Yep.
Hey, hey, what's going on, everybody?
Oh, there he is. Hello, Eric.
Eric, Eric,
Lisa, Radio Boomers Live. Dad, how you doing? Good
Radio
morning.
Boomers
hey, everybody
Live.
Out there, and all the fans, everybody that's listening right now. I love being
trying
on the
to get
show.
An update, Eric. I was just telling Rita about the wall. The wall is going crazy here. It's just like people are wanting to be on the wall, and it's a thing you thought of that's really taken off. And you got some really interesting CEO, inventors, celebrities, all kinds of people climbing aboard here.
Yeah, thanks, Dad. Well, you know, we've had our partnerships and our associations for years and years, but now it's really getting really real. We're inking the big deals, you know, like we're going to be back on KXLA television with over, you know, 500 something channels all over, you know, national television all over, you know, Orange County, Los Angeles, and wherever else they hit. They're on everything from, you know, Spectrum and AT&T, Verizon, Cox Cable, everything's, you know, you watch it on TV. And so the Easy Talk Live show is going, you know, going to be back on there with Fan TV LA. We're doing a big partnership with them. We have, the EasyWay Wall of Fame is, I mean, I just came up with an idea to highlight our members and our supporters on EasyWay Fam and just, you know, we do our thing on social media and I never thought that, you know, just by calling some of my friends and saying, hey, you know, I'm doing this, will you support me or do you want me to support you? And I just put a couple of my famous friends on there and a couple of my expert friends and you know, it people started seeing that, and they saw the pages that we actually create for people and what it does, and more and more. I mean, we've had over 140 requests to be on, you know, to be on the wall, you know, and
that's amazing.
It's amazing how God maneuvers things. And by the way, shout out to Kathleen Bradley too. She's a good friend of mine, and I'm glad to see that she's gonna be on the, you know. Carmelita's Corner, and shout outs to her.
Well,
for sure.
It's stirring out there, and it's stirring all over, and people are going to other countries, and you say, hey, tell them they're meeting with some big shots in another country, and you know, we'll mention, well, you know, mention Eric, and they come back, they say, oh, those people already knew about you. So word's out, and this is beginning the most exciting thing.
Yeah, well, you know, I guess I've done a lot in my life, and people know about it, you know, and you don't really think about it. You just kind of keep moving, and that's one of my biggest pieces of advice is that don't think about what you've done. Think about what you're going to do, you know, because when you think about what you've done, you kind of get that big head and all that stuff, and I don't even think about what I've done, but other people make me realize it, and we've really done some amazing accomplishments in raising funding for nonprofit and helping a lot of people, and now the EasyWay family has grown to like 10,000 plus something people, and you know
what I've seen is so many life changing situations. I mean, so many people have said, you've changed my life, and you've taken people that have been in situations with business that were ready to give up. And I've seen that. And these aren't people that are just 18 or 20. These are people in their 40s and 50s, whatever. And they were ready to give up, and they said, wow, you know, coming across you, it's boosted their positive and everything else, and they're on track doing good.
And,
how do people get a chance to see who's on this Wall of Fame?
EasyWayWall.com. Thank you, Aretha. It's on our EasyWayNetwork.com. That's our main network. I mean, we're getting anywhere from 50,000 to 100,000 a month in hits right now, and it's there on the homepage. We also have our actual TV network. We're airing. I'm starting to get the time slots, Aretha. I'm starting to get the programming. I'm slowly keeping up with it's not easy running a TV network, like really running a TV network, because I've done the on demand, the online thing for a long time, but now we're getting close to what actual TV, you know, network programming is like, and wow, that's all I got to say. I mean, thank God for virtual assistants, right? But we have 5 o'clock. We have a show called Sidewalks Entertainment with A-listers on there and music videos, which is a really great show. And then 5:30 today. And so, I mean, you guys can go check it out, easyway.tv. 5:30, we're going to have Mindset Reset. And actually, my good friend Kevin Sorbo, you know, Kevin Sorbo is going to be on the show. I'm the guest actually next week on September 17th, I think it is. And we'll be putting the scheduling on there pretty soon. And then 6 o'clock is going to be my show, Easy Talk Live or The Easy Show. And so we're also working in conjunction with you know, My Holyfield TV, She TV, Comfy TV, and Western. I mean, we have like 13 channels through the iLaunch and Twiggy situation. People can buy our boxes, our Twiggy boxes, you know, we have so many things in cryptocurrency. I mean, if you want to know what I'm up to or what we're doing the Easy Way, just join the Easy Way family at facebook.com/groups/EasyWayFam or just search Easy Way Fam Club. And I mean, you'll see there's hundreds to thousands of people when we go live that come on. I mean, we're getting an average of 300 to 500 something comments that will interact and want to know what's going on. And I have like so many messages now that are asking me, hey, are you doing another Wake Up the Easy Way? Are you doing Easy Way on the Go? Are you when's the next time you're going to be on stage? And so, and then it's, to answer all you guys, the next time I'm going to be on stage actually is I'm hosting the Grace Encounters Conference, which Aretha, I hope you're going to be there. At the Yost Theater with Monica. So I'll be hosting that with Marlena Martin with Women of Achievement. And then on the 27th, I'll be presenting an award to you, Dad, the Parent Appreciation Award that we just conjured up. And everything I've done, everything I am, everything that I'm going to do is because of you and my Easy Way family and my beautiful girlfriend. And so
And then there's so many people we're working with. We have a High Performance Summit in Vegas coming up with Jason Burke and Jared Jesse with the Coach the World.
That's another thing, too, is I want to tell everybody, go to coachtheworld.com. I have made so much money on Coach the World, and I don't do anything. I put my listing out there, and everybody wants to know about social media or hosting or stage presence or whatever it is you see me do. You know, I'm proud to help you guys, and I'm actually making a little bit of money on it too. So if you guys want to do the same thing, and you're a coach, or you're an author, you're a speaker. Oh, by the way, speaking of authors, we're creating a book building program, like a guaranteed bestseller, you know, book building branding program. And
that's interesting.
I mean, there's so many divisions that we're going to be doing, but we have people all over the globe now that want to be ambassadors and want to basically attach to the brand. And everything's positive. Everything's positive.
We got the High Performance Summit coming up in Vegas. I'm going to see if I can talk Aretha into coming out there. What's the date on that?
And I'm hosting that as well with Dr. Dante Sears. But yeah, that's going to be at the Palms Casino in Las Vegas. Aretha,
Palms
you're
Casino,
going.
Palms Casino, yeah.
I mean, Aretha's used to it now. I don't tell Aretha anything. I just say, Aretha, you're going here. You're going
Aretha's
here.
Aretha's
going
to be there.
It's so beneficial,
I
isn't it, Aretha? Like,
what happened? when's the event in Las Vegas?
November 9th through the 11th, supporting our veterans. In fact, today my dad's going to be at the Veterans Administration's North County in Oceanside.
I'm not today.
Well,
and
you know,
I meant to tell you, Jim, you are not a World War II veteran. You do know that.
Good.
Right?
I'm glad you said, I'm glad you said that because I went to Home Depot and I got a veteran's discount. I said, veteran's discount, you know, World War II veteran. I just say that just to see what they'll say. And the lady said, oh, well, thank you for, I'm thinking like, that would make me like 95 and it just doesn't ring a bell with them.
But let me
like hanging out with the World War II vets.
Yeah. Let me just say one thing about the wall before I let you guys go, and I won't take up any more of the time because I want to make sure Kathleen Bradley has a good amount of time and you guys can do your thing. The wall, Easy Way Wall of Fame, is pretty awesome because it's not just, you know, your picture being on a wall with Christopher Lloyd from Back to the Future, the creator of the Make-A-Wish Foundation, Forbes Riley. You know, I mean, I can go on and on how many people are on that wall, but it's the page that you actually get from the wall and what it does for you and the testimonials and the case studies and the magic that happens on social media when you get a page, you know, and I just follow the pages. Like, actually go on my profile, go on E. Zuli on Facebook, you know, go on Eric Zuli and look at all the, like, we're just now getting all the pages finished. I mean, there's 50 something people and you're going to start seeing a lot of promotion to that specific page, that specific person. I mean, we have one person that already has 700, 800 something views in like a day or two. You know, it's pretty incredible. So check it out, easywaywall.com and ericzuli.com if you want to know more about me. And I love you, Dad, and Aretha.
Two quick ones, Eric, real quick. The Freedom Ball coming up, Mary Crowley's event, that's going to be a very interesting one.
Oh, yeah. You know, Mary's on the wall. Actually, her Freedom Ball is on the wall. Mary Crowley's Freedom Ball is on the wall. Now, if you go to easywaybroadcasting.com/Mary Crowley, you click on the flyer that we made her. This is going to be an incredible event. It's a rooftop in Beverly Hills. It's a benefit. It's a fundraiser to stop sex trafficking. And they're no joke.
That's right.
They're not playing around.
And that's, and then we have Jump Into the Future a little bit real quick. We got Janelle Garner's event in Salt Lake City. That's going to be a mind blower.
That's another one I'm hosting. And so I want you guys to think about this. There's like six events I'm going to be hosting and speaking at and stuff. And when you host something, you have to study everything happening on that agenda, everything happening at that event. And so I'm pretty busy on the hosting side of things right now. But, yeah, that's going to be an incredible event. We're going to be doing a soft kind of release on the video game. In fact, I've been doing my voiceovers for my character on Guardians of the Galaxy. And so we're going to be, you know, releasing a video game that we've been working on. And then it's for schools and kids and bullying and the technology that's going to blow your mind. It's in Utah.
Change the educational program. Totally.
And so Janelle will be on the wall too. She's not on the wall yet, but Patty Godfrey Sadler's on the wall, and a lot of. So here's the thing: the wall is going to let you guys know everything that's going down, not just with me, but the Easy Way family. That was the point, the reason for the wall, and it's also going to raise funding. Yeah. It's going to give back. It's going to promote. I mean, it's going to be a pretty incredible thing. So again, easywaywall.com. Radio Boom is Live is rocking, by the way. You guys are getting some great viewership. Boomer Boost loves you, okay, and they appreciate.
I just took my Boomer Boost. I'm feeling great.
So did I. I take my Boomer Boost every day. It's the most amazing product ever. But shout out to Kathleen Bradley. I'm looking forward to hearing her interview, and that's my girl, Miss Parker. Hey, you know, if you guys remember her from Friday and Wheel of Fortune, and she's also a very big nonprofit advocate, so I praise her. And we'll be putting her on the wall.
Dr. Gregory Brown, new mind, new body.
Yeah. Dr. Gregory Brown. Retha, you have to put all 10 of our events on the calendar, and we're gonna do a little challenge to see, you know, how much Retha can take. Yeah. Okay.
Well, it's mandatory attendance for Retha to make it to every event.
Exactly.
Okay. I'll be there.
But hey, by the way, Retha, when we make you your page on the wall, you know, give me some information on this play that you got going on, and shout outs to Melina Gay, by the way. She's a very good friend of mine as well. And anybody that, I mean, the wall's there to help promote and support. So if we can help you guys with that, I mean, we're getting some pretty good traffic on the Easy Way Network. So we'll talk and we'll get you on the wall. We'll start promoting that play.
That's right.
Well,
thank
we're just doing
on,
it
Eric,
this weekend, but there's always the next time.
Yeah, okay, next time. Next time, give me some information. Give me a commercial. Give me video. Give me an interview. Give me something. And, you know, I just hear things pop on, you know, Easy Way Network every now and then. All right, well, I love you guys. Thank you so much. And, you know, keep doing it the easy way. And I honestly, I love my Easy Way family. I mean, I love my family, my real actual personal family,
Eric,
and my digital
totally
family.
I'm totally proud of you.
I love you
too,
Dad.
You're doing an amazing job.
I can't wait to give
you
the award at the Family Film Award supporting, you know, the Dick Clark Productions thing at the Universal Hilton. So you deserve it. Parent
appreciate
Award. We'll be live, guys. Keep following our live stuff. Easy Way TV. Talk to you soon.
Thank you, Eric. And if you want to get booked, remember Chris Williams, Cornbread Booking Agency. He's an amazing man. He'll get you on the spot. He'll get you going. And the Patty Godfrey Settler Show, that's really growing. So, Reese, great. And it's time to move into Carmelita's Corner here.
Well, we'll have a commercial first and then on to Carmelita.
Commercial time. And then Carmelita. Okay.
Looking to grow and align your brand with celebrities and other established brands? Your brand is all about your entire customer experience. Everything from your logo, your website, your social media experiences, the way you answer the phone, to the way your customers experience your staff. So why not let us help you get your branding right from the start? At EasyWay Promotions, we are a new class of professionals providing first-class online branding, promotion, social media, website development, editing, graphic design, public relations, media, SEO, and online advertising to give your business the competitive edge to stand out. Our highly experienced experts will not only help you increase your online presence, but also provide you with a proven online strategy to help you increase the value of your company and make acquiring new customers easier. So what are you waiting for? Contact us today and let us help you grow your business exponentially.
For more information, contact 424-209-9290 or visit EasyWayPromotions.com. That's letter E, letter Z. We also encourage you to like our Facebook page at Easy Way Promotions.
You are about to experience Carmelita's Corner. Carmelita's song, Rosebud, made it to the top 40s with the godfather of soul, James Brown. She's the founder of the Rose Breast Cancer Society. Now here's your host, Carmelita Pittman.
Good morning, everyone. It's always good to be back here in the morning. All right, now, I've got a very special guest lined up, and she's also bringing on a special guest. And God willing, we're going to be able to pull one of our hosts on the show, too, namely Aretha Gray. Anyway, I present to you Kathleen Bradley. Good morning, Kathleen.
Hello, hello, hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Oh, great. I'm on. Oh, I'm very excited. And what a great lead-in.
Did you hear that applause?
Eric and Eric's dad, man, Eric. He is always on top of everything as long as I've known him. I really admire him and all the work that he's doing to help other people do better in life and with promotions and you know, get that income going on when people have things of that nature to share. He's just a stand-up guy. I love him. Hi, Eric.
Hey, Eric.
Yes, I'm proud to be on the show today.
Yeah, okay now. Okay. So we've got a lot to cover, but we're going to make it work. First of all, for those of you who don't have radio vision, we have a lady of vision. In fact, she's one of the most beautiful actresses in Hollywood, and she hails from Ohio. And I would like to ask you, Kathleen, how you came about your journey from Ohio to Hollywood. What steps did you take?
Actually, I've always wanted to be in the entertainment business. Mm-hmm. Ever since I think I came out my mother's womb. My mother, she likes show business as well. And, you know, just being from a small town back in Girard, Ohio, actually Girard, it's right next to Youngstown, which is at one point a very, very large mill, steel working manufacturing company community that unfortunately at some point got undermined because of the Japanese bringing in the product and really. But, you know, I my mother used to take me to the movie theater quite frequently, and I would look at the big screen and always inspire and want to be in that position to be on that screen so desperately. And I started singing and doing little plays at the age of 8 and then in high school and what have you, and I entered into pageants locally. And I just knew I always wanted to go to Los Angeles. Unfortunately for me, my sister, big sister, I call her my sister, who's really my dear best friend, she and her family had just moved to Los Angeles a year before I graduated high school. So I took a little job there in Ohio to raise enough money to go out there and join them. And they, you know, welcomed me into their home for a period of time. And when I got to Los Angeles, I started entering pageants as well. Because, you know, ladies, pageantry is a very good way for exposure. And now the exposure is more positive and meaningful than it might have been back in the day. It's more about your beauty and brains and not so much your body, as was displayed in the Miss America pageant. But I did that, and then I got into a singing group under the auspices of John Daniels at Maverick's Flat. And
yes,
the seven beautiful ladies were called the Love Machine. We traveled all around the world, Italy, Germany, Spain, Belgium, Sweden, Switzerland, Africa, Asia. What a wonderful, wonderful, great experience. And we were with Motown Records, Arista, Japanese labels. As a matter of fact, the Miracles, Billy Griffin and Pete Moore wrote the song, I'm Just a Love Machine, and I won't work for nobody but you. They wrote that for us when we were
right
with Motown. But Suzanne DePass said, oh, you guys need a hit. You sing it. Well, don't you know I love Suzanne, but I can still feel my hands around her neck.
Oh, no.
That was a great song. Could have put us on the map.
Mm.
But, you know, as you can see, it's always been within my heart and my realm to be in the entertainment industry.
Well, you were made for that, Kathleen.
Am.
Yes, you were. They're tailor-made.
Yes.
And I was just meaning to interject a little bit about John Daniels, because we have some history, too. Way
mm-hmm.
back in the day, when he was just starting his magazine, Elegance Magazine, I was one of the graphic artists. And they used to have this little place right over there on Adams. I mean, it was really a little place. And it was so funny because
mm-hmm.
we had Booker Griffin. I don't know if you remember Booker Griffin on the scene.
Of course.
When,
of
when
course,
they were,
Booker Griffin.
When they were trying to,
oh my God,
you know, raise
yes.
some money, they would go out and they'd say, we're going to sell some wolf tickets, you know.
Oh, that is it. That is John. That
you
is
remember
John
that?
And Booker. Oh, the dynamic duel. Yes,
oh,
indeed.
Oh, my God. But then, you know.
A lot of people
watched,
don't understand what wolf tickets are.
Yeah, I know.
I can laugh at it because we
but
know.
I remember John so well and how much I admired how he just blossomed like overnight. I mean, I saw that magazine just grow, and then the next thing I knew he had a big office. And then the next thing I knew,
yep,
he had Maverick's Flat, and it's still there. It's still, it's become.
Yes, it is. It is a what do you call it, a national monument? Or
it is.
A building that cannot be resurrected or torn down. Yeah, unfortunately, it's gone through a few different ownerships over the last many, many years. But it's been 50 years when John started that club. And
that's
you know,
right.
A lot of people
right.
remember it, and a lot of great stars
mm-hmm.
have come out of there.
Richard Pryor and the Temptations, you name them.
Yeah,
they've been there on that
yeah,
stage.
Yeah, Khan. Yeah, they have. It's considered the West Coast Apollo Theater.
It is.
Kind of a, you know, influence
mm-hmm.
that he's had with these people. John is really brilliant, and that he's, you know, really opened the door for a lot of people. And you know, I do give him credit for helping me in my life, and you know, going on to bigger and better and greater fame in terms of, you know, when I got on The Price is Right, because a lot of that he instilled upon us, I utilized that when I was in the big CBS studio with all these other professional people. You know, I felt like I was worthy, you know, because I had been world traveled around the world and exposed to kings and queens, what have you. So I felt my place was right befitting beside all these other people on that show. But John is a great guy, sure, very smart, very clever, very smart.
Yes, yes. But I want to move on to about The Price is Right and your book. Can you tell us about mm-hmm. your book and the title of it?
Well, yes, it's called Backstage at The Price is Right, Memoirs of a Barker Beauty. And it is just that. It encompasses my 10 years of being on that show as the first African-American model from 1990 to 2000. It is really a great read. It's very entertaining. as I am. And, you know, it's not so much about my life story per se, but it reflects back on my life to a degree that, once again, made me and molded me into the person that I am and that I was and was able and capable of landing that position on The Price is Right. Because the actual process for the women being hired was kind of arduous and a little tedious because they saw women from all over the United States. And at that time, CBS was under scrutiny as not, and they weren't as diverse as they should be in their programming. So after 17 years for The Price is Right, they had to have a black model on the show. It took about 6 months for me really to land it because they kept calling me back. We were doing live shows and, you know, over and over, and they saw a few that they liked, so it kind of narrowed down to the choice of me finally, which I could have told them that from the beginning. I could have saved them some time. But the book is very wonderful. I mean, you can get it on Amazon, Backstage at The Price is Right, Memoirs of a Barker Beauty, and or my website, which is KathleenBradley.tv. And it's been going pretty good. I did a book tour, as a matter of fact, when it came out, which it's been out for a couple of years now.
Mm-hmm.
And
I remember when you
oddly
had your
enough,
book signing. Remember when Jerry and I came there to get your autograph on your book? You were
absolutely
out there, and
yes.
I think it was
you
Burbank,
know.
I think it was.
Yes, it was Burbank, as a matter of fact, yeah. And, you know, I self-published, and there's a lot to say about self-publishing. It has pros and cons. That really was not my first choice to do that, but I did reach out to some of the publishing houses, and it's a whole process when you really want to go first class and get a publishing agent and all of that. Because the publishers, they won't even talk to you. But, you know, I think I could have held out and probably got on with one of the big publishing companies. But I said, let me just go ahead and try to do this on my own, which I think was a kind of a mistake. And it didn't really get the notoriety and all the press that it could have gotten. But it's still going pretty strong with sales every now and then, and especially in light of some things that are happening now in the Me Too movement.
Oh, yes.
That, you know, a lot of sexual harassment and different things, going on behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
And it touches upon that. It really does. And, it's a good book. As a matter of fact, you know, that book was so well received. Delia Ephraim, not sure if everyone knows who she is. Delia Ephraim was the sister of Nora Ephraim, who wrote all the stage plays for New York and worked with Tom Hanks and did a lot of different movies and what have you. She met me at a Beverly Hills event one evening, and I gave her my book. She liked it so well, she called me, and she wanted to do a TV show with it, which she did. She wrote a pilot
mm-hmm.
for it. We signed some contracts, and HBO Showtime picked up the options, and she and
mm-hmm.
Deborah Chase Martin, they were promoting it, and so we waited and waited, but I think Showtime declined on it and passed, but it was just a great feeling just to know someone of Delia Ephraim's caliber really liked my book. She is a wonderful, prolific is what I'm looking for,
mm-hmm.
writer, if people don't know who she is, but once again, the book is picking up momentum again.
Okay, now, Kathleen, and maybe you can still
go get your copy, people.
maybe you can still go for that big publishing deal, too.
You know, yeah, it's nothing. Yeah, it can be. Because, you know what, to be very honest with you, I held back a little bit in that book, I must say. And it is a tell-all. It's kind of gritty, tells the truth. It's fun. It make you laugh, make you cry. I held back a little bit, but you know, like I said, in lieu of what's happening now, the Me Too movement,
mm-hmm.
You know, I didn't really want to point any fingers or expose some people at that point. I wanted the book to be enlightening and just educational to a degree, but you know, it is what it is.
Yes, and that's
so
good.
I see my illustrious ex-CEO, Les Moonves, is going through it right now, and it's just unfortunate. But karma has a way of catching up with people. That's all I have to say.
Yes, it does. What goes around comes around. And
it does indeed.
Yes, and we need to enlighten people now about another subject, menopause. You are in a play along with our very own Risa Gray, who's a co-host on Radio Boomers Live, and I'd like to pull her in on the conversation along with your producer, Tamika Coney. Are the ladies there?
Yes. Hello.
Hey, there they are. Well, welcome.
Hey,
welcome.
Hi, ladies.
Here.
Hello.
Yes, we have Risa Gray, a co-host of Radio Boomers Live, and she happens to also be an actress in the play Menopause, which has been written, produced, and directed by Tamika Coney, who we also have on Carmelita's Corner. Welcome, Tamika.
Hello.
Hello. Yes, ladies, I'd like to talk a little bit about menopause, what we ladies have to go through. I mean, you know, there are things that are only privileged to the ladies. To enlighten our audience, can you tell them a little bit about what menopause is and how ladies have to deal with that?
Yes, this play was written and, you know, produced for the purpose of spreading awareness for menopause, which September is Menopause Awareness Month. But for the most part, I wrote it to show that women have different experiences. Every lady that's in the play, they're going to share their different experiences of what menopause has meant to them. And as you know, if you've been through it or for those that have, some people enjoy it. Some people are liberated, which is the character that Kathleen plays. And then Gold, she, which is Risa, she has a spiritual awakening through menopause. And I don't want to give it away, but I'm just saying not everyone experiences it the same. And so that was one of the reasons for writing it, just to enlighten people on the subject of menopause and then what we as women go through. And not only that, I wanted to bring an appreciation for women and have men even, you know, some men think, oh, menopause is only for women, but it's for the men too. And I say that because it's for men to have more compassion for their wife, for their mother. And, you know, I got to share this with you. It almost brought tears to my eyes the other day. I was talking to one of the guys that is on the crew for the production. And he said he went home, spoke with his mom, and he said, oh, my gosh, Mom, I did not know you had been going through all of these things that I saw, you know, at the rehearsal. And that almost brought tears to my eyes because I said, he got it. He got the message. And that's what it's all about, is people coming to the play. Of course you're going to be entertained because I have some wonderful actresses like Kathleen Bradley and Risa Gray. I mean, I'm sorry, Risa. But it's more than entertainment. It's to further the awareness of menopause. And, you know, it's the night sweats, the chills, and so, but we hope that when you leave that you will find a better way to deal with it, or your family that is going through it. That's
the purpose. That is so wonderful, Tamika, what you have done to shed light on the subject. And I don't want to give everything away, but please tell them how they can see it and how they can get the tickets.
Okay, you can come this weekend. There should still be tickets at the door. You can get tickets on Eventbrite.com, you know, type Menopause Play. You can also get tickets on BrownPaperTickets.com. But it's three nights, September 14th, 15th, and 16th. We have six shows. So Friday is 7 p.m. and 9 p.m., and we've set aside 9 p.m. for our industry attendees. And then also Saturday is 4 p.m. and 7 p.m. Sunday is 4 p.m. and 7 p.m. So there's definitely a time slot that you can attend. And I say come out. You don't want to miss this exciting, exhilarating show about menopause. Menopause ages of the clothes.
I'm sorry,
of love.
Go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead. Go ahead. I was just giving you the title.
I was going to ask Risa to give her spiel. She did such a wonderful show before you ladies came on this morning. Risa, can you repeat that information the way you said it this morning about where the theater is and all of that?
Well, it's going to be at the Inglewood Willie A.G. Playhouse.
which is in the middle of Centinella Park. It's now known as the Willie Agee Park, but those of us from L.A. know it as Centinella Park, and that's at 714 Warren Lane, Inglewood. And my part, like Tamika said, is I had a spiritual awakening, and that's what attracted me to doing the play, because I really did have a more spiritual connection with my menopause experience. But everybody goes through it differently. So come on out and experience all the different experiences that we expose.
All right, now, and on that note, I want to thank you, ladies. I want to thank Kathleen Bradley for being my guest today, and her producer, Tamika Coney.
My pleasure. Thank you so much.
And also
Rita
Gray, our co-host of Radio Boomers Live. I thank you all, and we want to see you there at the play.
Yeah, we'll see you this weekend.
See that play, people.
All right,
you will love it. You will be enlightened. You will cry. You will laugh. It is all encompassing, the change of life for everyone concerned.
Smartphone, cell phone, PC, Mac, tablet, iPad. That's right. It's tech time.
Well, it's September, and it's actually iPhone announcement time. That's right. iPhone and Apple have been making their yearly announcements every year in September since like 2010 or something like that. It goes back for years. And this year, it's going to be on September 12th. That's Wednesday. And they are going to be introducing the new iPhones. There's rumors that there's going to be all kinds of things coming out. As you know, the iPhone X came out. I guess they're just skipping totally over iPhone 9, because they're going straight to the 10. Well, we're not sure. They're all rumors. That's the one thing about iPhone. It's all rumors until they actually make the announcement. But the rumor is that these will be iPhone X's, and they're going to be just slightly redesigned, hopefully, since they made such a big splash last year. And they're going to have three different phones. They're going to have a small one, a medium one, and a large one. It's probably going to be very similar to the current iPhone X. They're also going to be bringing out maybe a cheaper model that's a scaled-down version, which they have been doing with phones recently. But again, it's all rumors. The big news, I think, is that they're going to be redesigning the MacBook possibly and bringing out the new MacBook and a new iPad Pro. Neither of those have been really updated in quite a while. So if you have an old Mac, like I do, I have an old Mac, I need to get a new laptop. So this might be the time to upgrade. If you have a relatively new iPhone, I'm saying, skip it. The good thing about Apple is that they do continue to upgrade their products and support their products. So you don't have to get a new iPhone every year. You can keep it for 3 or 4 years. And the even better news is, if you're just upgrading to a smartphone, which I know it's hard to believe that everyone doesn't already have a smartphone, but you don't have to buy the latest Apple phone. You can go out and, for the most part, buy a brand new 8, and then it'll be at a discounted price. Sevens and sixes are still working, and I even know a couple of people who are still rocking their iPhone 5. So you can buy one of these older models and kind of ease yourself into the smartphone lane, or you can jump right in and buy one of the newer ones. Or if you have like a 4 or something that's really old, this might be the time for you to upgrade. So that's going to be on Wednesday that they have the announcement. Usually it's another month or so before the phones actually start to ship. I heard that They even may have new Apple Watches. If it's time for you to get a smart watch, this might be the time to do it because they're going to upgrade it. So look forward to Wednesday. It'll be all over the news, whatever they announce, whatever's really new. But again, keep in mind, for a better deal, you can buy one of those new older iPhones because they still have them in the stores. And that's my tech time for today.
Okay, baby, okay, boomers. Baby boomers, it's time it's for Jim from Jim.
Is there no end to the wisdom of Aretha Gray? Just endless wisdom. Anyway, we're going to touch on a couple baby boomer tips here. A lot of good stuff going on in the world of retirement or pre-retirement. A lot of retirees, baby boomers, getting into their new business, getting in shape. Some aren't, but that's what we're trying to do, change some of that. So I'm going to give you a couple of the issues. Somebody said, what are some of the concerns? And then I'm going to hit you with a couple of the wrong decisions they make so we can correct some of this stuff. So according to benefitpro.com, I found a couple, 10 retirement issues boomers face. Okay, we got, they're not doing enough as far as savings. You got to get some money in the bank, guys. You got to put a little bit of money in the bank, you know, cut a percentage of it or whatever, because it's going out faster than it's coming in, and that doesn't work out to be so good in the long run. They have not made realistic contingency plans. You got to have the backup plans. They have regrets about how they prepared for retirement. No problem there. So you made the wrong decision. Now it's time to correct that and move forward. They are not confident about how ready they are to retire. Well, now these little interjections I put in, that's just my side, but just change that not confident to becoming confident, change the program, whatever you have to do, and go forward from there, because there's all kinds of programs we talk about, ways to get back on your feet. They worry about late retirement problems. Well, we all know that if you take Social Security early, you don't get as much. You might get, say, $800. And if you wait, you might get $1,200 or $1,400. But then again, you're losing those years of retirement, too. You got to take that into consideration. Healthcare costs will eat up a lot of retirement money. Well, look into healthcare costs. The way around that is stay healthy, so you don't need healthcare. Their income expenditures in retirement are unrealistic. Well, that's what we talked about. You're only going to make so much. And if you plan on making a certain amount, that may not come in. So you have to be realistic as far as that goes. They think Social Security will be the main source of your income. Well, that's another one we talked about. You have to have that backup. Because when you're younger, you plan on this A, B, C, and D. But when you actually get there, you find out that prices have gone a lot higher and there's a lot more expenditures. You have more time at home, more time to poke around your house and doing repairs. That costs money, taking the family out to trips and things like that. All this stuff, a lot of it wasn't budgeted in. They don't know how much they will need in retirement. Well, that's where the planning comes in, and I've told you this before. The average baby boomer made $44,000 a year, and they're supposed to retire with 11 times that amount, which is $500,000. In reality, the average baby boomer retires with $25,000 to $35,000, which there's a trip or two. That's about it. They still don't know when they will be able to retire. That's where the planning comes in, and you kind of want to talk to a planner. And we've gone through that, go through our shows, and you'll find out that it does pay to do a little research. We've had professionals on the shows. You can research it online and get the stats on there. But, I do a program where I have a notebook, and I simply open the page, say you start in January, you start any month you want. You draw a line down the middle of the page, and you got all this stuff on your head. Oh, what didn't I pay, and how much is coming in, and how much is going on. Put it all on paper. You don't have to worry about it. You just, on the left column is the income, and you got whatever it is, you know, your Social Security, your rental income, your work income, blah, 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 and you add it up. And then on the right column, as it comes in, you draw a little line through it because that's already been taken in. Then you know that's not there anymore. That's been put in the bank. And then you can have a little box in the bottom, your bank account. And then on the right column, you have your expenditures, gas, electric, phone, water, cell phone, mortgage, et cetera, insurances. And you add that all up, and hopefully the column on the left will be more than the column on the right. And I think my time's up, Reef. Time to move along, but that's my tip for the day is have that notebook. You ever use that, Reef?
I am so awful when it comes to budgeting, keeping paperwork, ledgers. I really. And at this point, I'm the old dog that's not getting any new tricks. So, but
well,
I
hear that you're
electronically,
very meticulous. At your house.
Electronically,
you're very meticulous.
No, I'm not.
Everything
in the
right place.
It helped me out a lot. I am more likely to put information in my phone and keep it than I ever was with paper. So.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's all in that planning thing. And it's like we were talking about, you know, where we live and putting and piling stuff up, and it gets overwhelming, and you get so much stuff. That has to be planned just like your budget and just like your health and everything else. You got to take, you know, I found out you got to take a little time and put a little energy into some of the stuff, you know, like the health thing. Everybody's too busy. Eric and I were talking about that. He is so busy, you know, and I said, you know, Eric, you got to take a little time out, walk the dog, you know, whatever the situation is, you know, take a little time for a little healthy diet or whatever it is. You don't have to be radical about it. You don't have to go to the gym every day, but just some stuff.
No, you don't.
Yeah, a little bit of planning, a little bit of diet, you know, think about some, you know, maybe tweak that a little bit, you know, the sugars and get onto a few of these other things that are a little bit better for you. Do a little research on that. I mean, it's not a ton of effort, and you start getting your life on track there, and open a drawer. You know, if nothing else, just open a drawer, dump it out, go through it, and get rid of all that stuff. 80% of it you probably don't need, right? And you're pretty good at that.
I don't need most of my stuff. I really don't need most of my stuff.
Well, you know, but we were talking about, you know, some of the situations we have going on, and you know, I'm starting to pay attention to some of that stuff, and I have been. We've got our, you know, the different sponsors we work with and everything, and you got like the Boomer Boost. I'm taking my Boomer Boost. I'm not going to fool around with that anymore. And I mean, what I mean is not fooling around with it. I'm not going to fool around with procrastinating about it. And that's what I do. And now I look at it, I read it. There's a lot of stuff in there, and I get up and I put the scoops in there and I drink it. That's part of the day. I drink it every day. And I'm not trying to do a sales pitch. I feel like it's taking care of some stuff, because my diet definitely does not consist of all the stuff that's in some of these things. I mean, I realize
we're just about out of time, Jim. So
yeah,
want to remind everybody, we're back here Monday morning at 10 a.m. every Monday morning. Look forward to seeing everybody at the play, Menopause, Ages of the Colors of Love stage play at the Willie A.G. Inglewood Playhouse this weekend. Come by, get your tickets online, or come on by and get them at the door. And I'll see you either this weekend or on Monday.
Yep. Time for me to rock it out. Got to go down south. I got a veterans thing and so on. Meeting with Mr. Stedman down there. And remember, Coach the World and High Performance Summit coming up. And the Patty Sadler Show. She is skyrocketing. And Chris Williams with Cornbread. And Bob Kilpatrick with Boomer Boost. Dr. Gregory Brown knew my new Betty. But it's time to go, Reef. Time to wrap up and roll along. We'll see you guys next week. Monday morning. 11 o'clock, 10 o'clock to 11 o'clock, Reef and I will be rock and roll with you. So until then, baby boomers out. Right, Reef?
Thank you for listening to Radio Boomers Live with your host, Aretha Gray, star Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and EZ's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Radio Boomers Live. Radio Boomers Live is brought to you by the Easy Way Broadcasting Network. That's the letter E, the letter Z, Broadcasting Network.